Children are question asking servants. While it has been thought of that children's never ending whys were an attention seeking strategy. Now, I don't know whether you agree with that or not, but research suggests that when they ask questions, they are mostly genuinely curious. And their questions influence their subsequent thinking. And sometimes we adults, maybe we should ask more questions, like the children, and to seek answers. Asking questions help us organize our thinking around what we may not know or understand, and seeking answer to these questions. Today, according to the church calendar, is the Transfiguration Sunday. That's why we read the Gospel from Luke about this incredible story of Transfiguration. I simply titled my sharing today as, What's the Message? What's the Message? So therefore, I'm going to fire at you quite a number of questions today, and we will see what kind of answer we may come up with along the way. Now, it all started when Jesus and three of his disciples went up the mountain. And they went up the mountain to pray, something that Jesus did a lot while he was walking on earth. So the first question, my dear friends, is the Transfiguration story teaching us about praying? Jesus went up and prayed with his disciples. Then things happens when they pray. There may be so much about prayers that you and I may not fully understand or grasp. But I don't believe that the story is anything incidental by starting with prayer. And sometimes when we pray, things happen. And so the question is that, is the story teaching us about prayer? Second question. No, I will give you some answer, but think about it. Maybe next week we can come back and say, oh, what answer have you discovered for yourself? The second question I put to you, is the Transfiguration story teaching us about privilege and obligation? Like when Jesus told Peter and James and John and took them up the high mountain. I wonder what might have gone through the minds of these three disciples. Yippee! We are the selected one. We are the special one. We are the anointed. We get to go up the mountain with Jesus. Wow, we are special. We are the top draw people. Wow, what a mountaintop experience they had. Is it about privilege that we have chosen? Is it about obligation that once we have chosen, there are some obligation and responsibility? What if we have been chosen in some privileged roles and situations? How may we respond to that choice? Question number three. Is the Transfiguration a story to teach us about change, about transformation and conversion? Luke says Jesus was transfigured before them. His face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Are you looking for change? When you come before God, how does God and His words impact your lives? Are we looking for some refreshing and we come to worship? And are we seeking a renewal of our minds as we encounter the Word of God? What changes are we looking for? Next question. Is the Transfiguration a story that teaches us about laws and prophets? Appear before them stood the lawgiver, Moses. Remember, he went up the mountain and brought down the laws and the tablets and so forth. And of course, the other one was the greatest, one of the greatest prophets, Elijah. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, it says, or Jesus says particularly, "Do you think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets? I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." The dual role of the laws is both to judge and to point the way to true life. Is fulfilled, all these is fulfilled in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Is that the reason for the Transfiguration, where it's highlighting to us how Jesus has brought the law and the prophets together for our understanding, our purpose? Question number 5. Is the Transfiguration a story about the words of the voice in the cloud? God identified Jesus as His Son. Is it about God being so pleased with Jesus? What about us as adopted sons and daughters of God and co-heirs with Jesus the Christ? Next question. Is Transfiguration story about the identity of Jesus? The voice wants us to know that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. That Jesus is God's Son, the Christ, the Anointed One, the Word that make flesh. Is the voice, meaning Jesus, who grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people, as spoken of when he was young and growing up? Is God expressing his pleasure in Jesus' godly character and spiritual maturity? That God is pleased with the way he conducted himself with love and care? Is God basically saying, "Good job, son"? Question 7. We're getting towards the end, by the way. Is the message of Transfiguration that we need to listen to Jesus? The voice said, "Listen to him. Listen to Jesus." A.W. Tozer once said, "It is the nature of God to speak." We need to do the listening. The voice spoke and asked to listen to Jesus. God wants to have fellowship with you and I, and He wants you to listen to Him all the time. Remember, Jesus also says, My sheep hears my voice. That brings me to the last question. I'm sure you can probably come up with many more other questions. I have not talked about why they bothered to build the shelter and all that sort of thing. That's another interesting question to ask. Well, my last one today is the message of transfiguration about go and tell? Now, at the end of the story, Jesus said, don't tell until after my resurrection. We are now living in the post-resurrection era. Does it mean that we need to go and tell now? Go and tell. Go tell about our privilege and obligation we have to Jesus. Go and tell about the words of the Lord that transform your life and my life. Go and tell about the law and the prophets and the whole counsel of the Bible and the truth that contains in it. Go and tell about the Christ, who he is, his message of hope and love. Go and tell how God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has spoken to you. And dear friends, go and tell God's stories. Go and tell your story. And these, I believe, is some of the things that this wonderful story of transfiguration is challenging us today. Shall we pray? Father, may we be transformed by your word. May we be drawn close to you as we walk our earthly journey. And may we be challenged to go and tell others about Christ. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.